بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of reciting and listening to Surah Yasin being recited. May Allah ta'ala accept it. May Allah through the barakat of Surah Yasin forgive all the marhumeen. So many have passed away in the recent days, weeks, months. Since Ramadan we have seen almost every week some janazah taking place. These are all lessons for us that we too should prepare. Today we have attended a janazah, we have carried a janazah, tomorrow is our turn. When the tomorrow will come, Allah Ta'ala alone knows best. There's a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, where he says, the meaning of the hadith is, that every person when he passes away, he regrets. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa ma nadamatuhu? What is his regret? So Rasulullah explained that if the person was a good person, and he did good in this world, then he would regret that why he didn't increase his actions, his good deeds. He would have got even more sawab. So that would be his regret. And as for the person who did evil in this world, misdeeds, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did sins. So his regret would be, why didn't he withdraw and refrain from those sins? Why didn't he make tawbah, sincere tawbah and istighfar? Why didn't he change his life before maut came? So we too, we have come in this world, and one day we will leave this world. Now when we have the opportunity to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tazkiyah of ourselves, to purify ourselves. And this is the effort that we hear from our mashayikh all the time. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. This is an ayat of the Holy Qur'an. After Allah ta'ala takes about 7 oaths, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly successful is that person who has purified his sin. And the one who has not purified his soul, the one who has neglected his soul, then he is at an utter loss. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of removing from our hearts all those maladies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. Allah ta'ala does not want those type of things to be in our heart. For example, hasad, jealousy, pride, anger, love for haram pleasures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remove these things from our heart. Allah ta'ala wants us to inculcate in our heart qualities like sabr, shukr, qana'at, zuhud, hub of Allah, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for iman, love for deen. And all this requires mujahada. All this requires mujahada. Without any effort, then we will not be able to purify ourselves. Many people think that we take bay'ah to a sheikh, then he'll give some zikr and some tasbih, and that is tasawuf. Tasawuf is far beyond that. Zikrullah is extremely important, but it's only a mu'een. It is an assistance. It helps a person to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps a person to remove the raza'il from the heart. Raza'il are all those evil qualities, the evil traits, the evil habits. Like I mentioned, anger, pride, jealousy. And zikrullah builds in the heart fada'il, the good qualities, but a person has to apply mujahada. Many a times we come into suluk, into some company of a sheikh, and after a few months we feel, mashallah, we have reached the peaks of spirituality. And we don't even know there are so many diseases in our heart that we ourselves have become blind to it. We won't realize that we are suffering from those diseases. And those diseases actually become an obstacle, an impediment in our reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama and mashayikh have written kitab and tasawuf. They have spoken about hijab, veils, barriers to stop a person from connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the hijab of shahwat, the carnal desires we have, the hawa. If a person just becomes a slave to his passions and desires, perhaps some things he is doing right in his life, he's reading his salat and making his dhikr and tasbihat, but there are so many other things, his cunning nature, his anger that he has, the pride that he has. And the person may claim that he is got tawadu in him, he's got humility, but he does not know there are certain times in his life when he's not bringing out, not displaying the tawadu. And those around him may notice that this is an evil habit this person has, but he himself will be ignorant. Those real mashayikh, ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama, they can detect these maladies in our heart. And so a person may think that he is doing right, but there's a hijab between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he cannot connect to Allah Rabbul Azim. We have to remove these hijab, the hijab of ghaflat. How often we find ourselves after salat, we go home, or in our businesses, or during the weekends, or when we're with friends. So many times we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to keep on purifying our heart and cleansing our souls. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. This is tazkiyah, this is tasawuf. Tasawuf means that we need to eradicate from our heart all those spiritual maladies and bring into our heart all those good qualities. Then we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq hidayat to make amal. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to purify ourselves. Allah Ta'ala is there to assist us. Allah wants us to have purified hearts. And therefore in our dua we always heard Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah making, and we also make the same dua. Ya Allah, hamari diloko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. What does it mean? Allah, make our hearts shine. Remove from our heart the filth that has clogged our hearts. Make it shine. Make it be pure. Make it glow. Make your nur come into our hearts. And when a person has this nur, this connection, then he feels the qurb with Allah. Then that one sajda he makes, he feels closest to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He enjoys his salat. He gets the halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. What is the sweetness of iman? Istilzadu ta'as and basir rahmatullah has mentioned. That he begins to enjoy, whether it is roza, whether it is hajj, whether it is tawaf, umrah, whether it is his salat, whether it is a nafil. He's giving sadaqah, he enjoys it. وَتَحَمُّرُ الْمَشَاقِ. And he is able to endure difficulties in the cause of deen. Whatever difficulty comes, he is able to endure that pain and struggle. And he gives preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the love of everything else. So even though there are temptations towards women, towards drugs, towards haram, towards filth, he says no to it. Why? Because he's got the sweetness of iman. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us the sweetness of iman. May Allah help us to cleanse and purify and polish our hearts and gain the nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Just a few days ago, a very senior, very great alim, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Patel, ka putra bhi rahmatullah alayhi, had passed away. He was the principal of Darul Uloom Falah Dharain in Falah in Dadgeshwar. Many ulama studied there. A very great person he was. A lot of work he did. May Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat. May Allah Ta'ala give him the highest stages in Jannat. May Allah give his family sabr jameel. Like that, so many others have passed away recently also. Allah make it easy for all of them. Allah remove the difficult condition the ummah is facing. May Allah Ta'ala help us to become good, pious servants, and Allah Ta'ala must change the climatic conditions. Climatic conditions meaning the dini conditions for us throughout the globe, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ماري غناكم ما فرما هماري خطاكم ما فرما يا الله forgive us completely ما الله يا الله make us become nek and صالح and pious now ما الله يا الله don't make us become sinners ما الله don't make us leave this world as sinners ما الله يا الله don't make us leave this world as fasiqs and fajirs ما الله يا الله make us become المتقين مقربين يا الله يا الله nothing is impossible for you يا الله. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to do good deeds. Strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our iman become strong, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that nisbat and ta'alluq with you, Ya Allah. That ma'iyyat-e khasa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we recite the Quran, when we hear the hadith of Rasulullah Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we hear discourses, Ya Allah, of, Ya Allah, the condition of your friends, the awliya, Ya Allah, we wish that we could also be like them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah. Don't keep us away from your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. All our major sins, our minor sins, sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our heart all evil qualities, my Allah. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your marifat, my Allah. With your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your dhat, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from, Ya Allah, from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many have underwent operations, so many are in hospitals, Ya Allah. So many are going for operations, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, mawt in Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hawdhi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going for hajj, Ya Allah, make the hajj be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them a hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us also the tawfiq of giving for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Especially those who have not gone as yet, my Allah, and Hajj is compulsory upon them. Ya Allah, create the sabil and rasta for them, my Allah. Grant them the means, my Allah. You call them, you invite them, Ya Allah. Take them and help them to fulfill the faraid, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, Ya Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم فرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, remove our difficulties, يا الله. Whatever problems we have, مصائب, مشاكل, remove it, يا الله. Grant all of us happiness, my Allah. Give us bliss and happiness in this world and the qabr and the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested duas answer their جائز duas also my Allah ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين